For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
Hey, welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Hey, folks, I think we're all in the same boat and struggle when I say that when we try to put healthy, tasty meals on the table in a timely manner, it is a struggle day in and day out. And I know for myself, my repertoire is really small. Well, we have someone in the studio that is going to take that burden off our shoulders at least a few nights a week. We have Chef Paul Giron. He is the owner of Top Chef Meals. And welcome, Chef, to the studio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And so tell us how your career started.
Well, my career actually started in working with my dad in the food industry. He was running a corporate cafeteria business. And then I went off into the military and spent 8 years in the military flying fighter jets and that sort of thing.
Ooh, fun.
My mom then passed away, and my dad asked me to come take over the family business, and I ended up working in the family business for a number of years until I took over and then morphed it into what we're doing now, which is Top Chef Meals.
So you were doing catering, and your mom had passed away, and your dad was calling and saying, "Hey, son, on your way home, can you bring me some food?"
That's exactly right. He'd been tired of cooking for himself. And
aren't we all?
Diners. Yes, absolutely. And he, up in the Northeast here, we have a lot of diners. People often go to the diner as a way to supplement eating, as opposed to any other types of locations for restaurants and stuff. And he got tired of doing that because the portion sizes are always huge, and it was too much for him to eat. He'd bring back half of it, spent like, $15, $20 on dinner, bring back half of it, put it in his fridge, and 2 days later throw it out. And he was faced with the option of that or then going to the supermarket and trying to buy meat for one person. Ever try to make a meatloaf for one person?
No, that's impossible.
To do. And even if you could make it that small, you have to buy meat in a larger quantity. And he would end up taking it home, wrapping it up, putting it in the fridge, and 2 days later
throwing it away. Yeah.
And so he was faced with those options or buying frozen supermarket meals, which he was told by his cardiologist that if the food didn't kill him, that he would kill him for eating it.
Mm. Okay. Loaded.
We all kind of chuckle off of that. And so he called me up one day and said, "Please come and can you bring me something to eat?" And by the third day in a row of doing that, we figured there was actually a market here for something to, as a meal replacement, already cooked, but meals where everybody would have a choice of what they wanted, not only just on the entree, but in the starch and the vegetable as well, and made by chefs and put away for them.
And you also cater to dietary practices such as, if you were eating paleo, gluten-free, or other allergy restrictions. I'm assuming if you have nut allergies. And before I had you on the air, I try everything, and they are delicious, absolutely delicious. And they come frozen, and you thaw them in the refrigerator, and you can microwave or heat them in the oven. And I find that it's best to heat them in the oven.
Absolutely. And they are, let me emphasize, they are made absolutely fresh to order. Like you said, we abide by all allergies, preferences. We cook everything to order. We then flash freeze it just basically for transportation purposes and send it anywhere on the East Coast, as far west as Texas, actually. And then people can either put them in the refrigerator or put them in the freezer and then pull them out a day or two ahead of time. And heat them as they need.
So I know that I pulled out this morning out of the freezer, I pulled out a salmon entree and a turkey entree, and I forgot what the third one was, because not everyone in my family wants to eat the same thing. Now I know I'm spoiling them, but it just saves a lot of fighting and hassle. So, but because not everybody's in the same mood for the same thing, and this makes everybody happy.
It's like bringing the restaurant home. You know, you go to a restaurant and everybody sitting around the table gets to order what they like. When you're home and typically making the family meal, it's very difficult, obviously, for your average homemaker to make a different meal for every person. And this gives you that opportunity to sort of get that restaurant experience right at home at your own convenience.
Now, I know people are thinking, God, that must cost an arm and a leg.
And, you know, it's funny that you say that, because when I first came up with the business, we were discussing that $20 diner meal that my dad was talking about. And I said to him right off the outset, if we're going to do this, we're going to bring it to the customers at a price point that they can afford every single day. And so most of our meals are priced somewhere between $6.85 and under $10. And then we even offer a discount for senior citizens of 15%.
Oh, wow. And you said if I wanted to upgrade and have more protein, I can do that for a dollar more.
That's correct. You know, the meal size is designed with 4-ounce portions of protein after cooking. So it's not a bad size for your average person, but many, especially, you know, guys or people who are using this as one of their own meals, only meals of the day, they want a larger entree.
Mm-hmm.
So we offered for them to get a 50% larger protein or a 6-ounce portion, which is a typical restaurant, nice size portion. For only a dollar more.
See, that's great, because I have a 14-year-old and he eats a lot. So I would need to upgrade to the dollar more protein.
And the beauty of this is you can order, you know, if you're on a diet and you're trying to lose some weight and you want the regular size and then you want a different meal that for your son or for your husband or whatever that eats a larger portion, you can do that on those specific meals.
So there's no preservatives, no artificial coloring, no dyes. This would be meals like I would prepare in my home if I had a 11,000 square foot kitchen.
That's exactly right. I actually have a team of chefs here. We don't use any preservatives or any added salts. There's no, you know, trans fats, there's no chemicals, nothing from a preservation standpoint that all those supermarket frozen meals put in their food. These are chefs who are just cooking fresh food, and then we're freezing it and sending it to you.
How long does it take, chef, by the time that I order the food and then it gets to me, generally?
Well, generally, as long as you order before 12 o'clock in the morning, noontime, we'll cook the meal that day.
Mm-hmm.
And have it ready to ship out the next day.
Okay.
Now, the only issue with that is how far away you live from a shipping standpoint. You know, down to you, it's a two-day ship time. And so it really depends on how far away you live, how long that time it takes by FedEx to deliver the meals to you.
And it's I noticed that you're using dry ice, because I sat there and played with the dry ice for a good hour after I opened the box. But
isn't it great for doing the witch's cauldron in your sink?
Oh, all the little experiments that my son came up with. Now, you know, you're competing with all the different grocery store type things where they'll ship you everything that's fresh and you prepare it yourself, but this is just one step, many more steps done for you, and it's already made, and all you need to do is heat it.
Exactly right. I mean, they have all these kit meal companies are all the rage these days, between Blue Apron and Plated and that sort of thing. And frankly, they're excellent values also. But you do have to invest another, 30, 45 minutes, and you still have all the dishes to do after that gets done anyway. This is taking it to the next level, like you just said, where the meals are now prepared by an actual chef who's cooked it for you, flash frozen it, there is nothing to clean up whatsoever. You literally just heat it, enjoy your meal, and then toss the tray out in the garbage at the end. Or if you want, of course, you can replate it and get that restaurant look by replating our trays that we send the food in onto a regular plate and enjoying it on your regular silverware and plates at home.
I know my sister-in-law just had a new baby, and she was given as gifts some of the kits that you just spoke about, and then I gave her several of yours, and she always, in a pinch, went to yours because there was less to do, and it was just as tasty, and she didn't have to be holding a baby, stir-frying anything. It was just in the oven, then dinner served in, 20, 30 minutes?
Not even. From refrigerated, 15 to 20 minutes from refrigerated. If you put them in from frozen, it's about half an hour.
How many options do you have to choose from?
Right now we have 64 different entrees, 12 different starches, and 14 different vegetables. So all the permutations and combinations of those can make for hundreds of different options of meals that you can create for yourself.
And then you have, the gourmet line, including lobster, filet mignon, surf and turf. That's getting, out of my realm of cooking for sure. So where would you like to send people if they're interested in trying out your product?
Very simply, just go to topchefmeals.com, and they can pick from there and go to our menu and click on any one of the pictures, and they can right away gives them an option, pulls up to order that particular meal, and you get immediately a choice to pick whatever starch or vegetable you'd like to select. You then add it to your cart, check out, and if you have any special instructions, like I don't like pepper, or I'm allergic to onions, or any of those sorts of things, give us that information, and our cooks go to work and make sure we make it just the way you want.
Well, Paul Guyron, I'm all about my listeners eating as healthy as possible and as stress-free. And I think you've hit the nail right on the head with this, with the Top Chef Meals and continued success. And folks, go to my website, BelindaSkelton.com, or email me at belinda.skelton@coxradio.com and let me know what you think of the meals and what your favorite are, and we'll compare notes. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it. And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with my favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. So I guess the appropriate question for this week is, where's the beef?
Well, yes, the answer to that question is that the beef and the lamb and the pork and the chicken and many savory delights are near Perimeter Mall at the latest location of Brazilian steakhouse giant Fogo de Chão. And
how you pronounce it.
This is commonly mispronounced as Fogo de Chão.
Yeah.
It's the last word is C-H-A-O, but it's Portuguese, and it's actually pronounced more like Shun. So there's a new location in Ashford Dunwoody. The original's in Atlanta's in Buckhead. And this is an absolute shrine to the art of Brazilian steakhouse cooking. It's like a Taj Mahal for meat. For those of you not initiated to the Brazilian steakhouse, or it's called a churrascaria in Portuguese, here's how it works. You sit down. The server comes and handles drinks, brings to the table some of this warm, soft cheese bread. It's called pão de queijo, and plantains and some sides. And then you go, it cuts you loose to the salad bar. And calling Fogo de Chão's salad bar a salad bar is kind of like calling Thanksgiving dinner a light snack.
I know, but I'd never go to the salad bar.
Well, this is quite a salad bar. Soup, salads, cheeses, cured meats. I mean, it's kind of like, imagine all the salad bars at Whole Foods under one giant roof, and it's all you can eat. So if you've restrained yourself a little bit at the salad bar, which is difficult, then you get ready for the meat. You sit at your seat. They give you a small disc. It's made out of paper, and on one side it's green, and the other side is red. When you're ready for meat, flip it to green, and this kind of sends out a beacon to these gauchos. They're Brazilian cowboys. They come tableside with these spikes, with these massive slabs of meat, and it's just awesome. They cut it right onto your plate. Like house, their house specialty is called the pinchanha. It's a prime part, the top sirloin. They do filet mignon. Bacon wrap steak, they do bottom sirloin, rib, all these cuts of meat. If you're not into red meat, that's fine. They got lamb, Parmesan encrusted pork, bacon wrapped chicken. And when you've had enough, flip your disc over to red. And then they kind of go off their radar. So
you just rest and settle.
You rest, you settle, you digest, and then when you're ready, go back to green. And it's all you can eat. And it's just fantastic. It's wonderful, wonderful meat, and it's a great restaurant.
Where can we follow you during the week?
My website is bitesandsights.net. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and I have all this information up at belindaskelton.com.
I will be there in the next couple of weeks, I promise you. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.